You shared with us in June that the Italian government at the point went against you and you had to go through a catastrophe with your schools, your universities.
Yeah.
You had to close them.
Not the, your, some centers.
Some centers.
Yeah.
So how did you act when you first heard?
How did I react?
How did you react when you first heard the news?
Let's say that the school was in the hands of people who were very close to me. Then I had to intervene when the Italian state came against the school. The school was too much successful. You know, all the sons and daughters from all entrepreneurs were coming to the European School of Economics. Then it was an invasion. It was an invasion. It was an attack that I was doing unconsciously. We were doing to the Italian state. And then Italian state reacts ferociously against the school. And we had to close 9 centers and 2 or 11 centers abroad, just because we had to defend our school. And we brought the Italian state in front of the Supreme Court, and we won. We won. They are paying millions and millions for that attack. You see, the individual wins always. The individual, which means indivisible, got the same root, indivisible. The individual, a man of integrity within, wins all battles. The battles and the challenges that he is going to tackle are just for his own advantage and profit. Then you have to act as an actor, actress outside yourself, that someone attacked you. But, you know, that attack is your own creation. Then you will see, you will win all the battles when you acknowledge yourself as the creator of all that theater, game, movie. You are the producer, the director, the actor, and also the audience. You are there to see that things, there is someone that is attacking you, you are defending, you are, this is the comedy. This is nice. But when you contain it, when you are able to understand that the outer reality is just a projection. It's not real, let's say, but you are touching and seeing everything around you, but never to believe that that is real. The only real thing is you yourself. Someone asked me, without emotions, without thoughts, without affects and all those things, what remains? You. You remain. That is the most precious things, you know, because you created all this. This room, the people, it is coming from within. Let's say each of you, you yourself. My words are something that seems that are coming from outside, but to be here, you were ready to listen to what I'm saying, because you, what I'm saying is within you. You have just to acknowledge it, just recognize it, and you will see that I am not outside.
Before I go on to the other question, I would like also to highlight what you said, that sometimes the challenges that we are facing are to our advantage. And sometimes we tend to believe, to think that the challenges that we are facing are because of our bad luck, or because we were born with parents that didn't know how to behave to children, or because we live in a certain era, or because we didn't have any support and all this. So before I go on to this question, can you tell us what would how thinking like that would affect our reality? I mean, we have what you said. So the challenges are to our advantage. And sometimes we also think that the challenges are to our punishment, are to our...
Sometimes. When the Italian state attacked me, in the beginning, you can feel offended. You feel that something is killing your organization and killing you yourself. Then if you are able to understand that very attack was created by and from yourself, then you will see that you will never feel anger or hatred against someone. You see that very thing happen for you to see something that you are missing within yourself. Then if you return to yourself, you will see that there is some leakage, there is some leak within yourself. And that leak will manifest in the outer world as an antagonist, illegal. It comes with all its strength and with all its power, with all its power against you. And you have to understand that that is your creature, is something that you yourself created for you to step on it and go beyond. Then this is, everything is created by you. The antagonist is a force that you have within yourself, and if you do not recognize it, it will appear outside yourself. Could be also in the family. Sometimes in the family, you brothers against other brothers. It happens for you to recognize that there is some leak within yourself, something missing within yourself. Then if you recognize it, the antagonist disappears also from outside. The antagonist loves you. Apparently, he's ferocious, aggressive, violent, but the antagonist is your own creature, is your own creation, and loves you much more than you can love yourself. The antagonist knows the shortcut for you to achieve something in the outer world that is impossible to achieve. But the antagonist lets you see what is missing within yourself to achieve that goal. Then the antagonist loves you much more than you can love yourself. That's why you cannot hate the antagonist. It's impossible. Jesus was saying, love your enemy. But now Christianity misunderstood what he meant. Love your enemies, love yourself within yourself. The only enemy is within yourself, not outside.